You know, we got guys running wide open. We got guys in position to make plays, and we're not capitalizing on it. Coach heated at the end when he said guys got to make clutch plays, and we got to take ownership. You know, it's easy to point fingers and look at a guy or throw a guy on the bus. That's the worst thing you could do in a situation like this. We have to do soul searching, and we really have to – it can't be taught. It can't be taught. You got to put the work in. You got to strive. You got to crawl. You got to dig. And we just not doing that right now, if we being honest. You know, they scored on every position that first half. And I don't care who you got at the helm. You can't win. That's not sustainable in this league.
3 games in, do you or do Chris stand up in a meeting and say that? You know, say that, just players talking now.
I think with me and Chris, we have to be careful because, you know, Chris, this is 12th season. He's played on 5 different teams. So he has a familiarity of how the league work. And with me being in Seattle for 6 years, I was on a team like this when I came in the league, when I was a young player. So I know how difficult it is, and I know how the morale can get. But we have to rally around each other, and we have to, when we get fed up and we say enough is enough, then the change that we all hope for will come. But it's going to start with the players.
It's gone downhill the last couple of weeks. Can one play, can one series turn it around?
No question. It's going to have to be a multitude of things. It can't, you know, play by play, series by series, and we have to make a commitment to it, you know. And I just think as a team, you know, every man has to say, well, what can I do to get better? I know it's things I can do to get better. If everybody take that approach and instead of using words, action, we can turn it around. So, you know, we got another opportunity coming next week. We'll lick these wounds. We'll be better for it. And we got to remain positive. Got to.